Thunder Bay. The value of new construction projects permitted in the city of Thunder Bay last year was among the highest ever, and a couple of large projects now on the drawing board could help that trend to continue in 2025. The city's Building Services Department issued permits in 2024 for projects costing $225 million. While that was only about half the $451 million worth of projects approved the previous year, 2023's total was inflated by a single project, the $1.2 billion Provincial Jail on Highway 61. It won't be completed until 2026. Between 2016 and 2022, on average, the value of projects started in Thunder Bay each year was just $122 million, more than $100 million less than last year. In 2024, the highest valued projects approved included 109-unit apartment at 1130 Golf Links Road, $40 million. 6-story Hyatt House Hotel at 1165 Oliver Road, $31 million. 72-unit apartment complex at 631 Fulton Boulevard, $17 million. 58-unit transitional housing complex at 125 Junot Avenue S, $14 million. 2 12-unit apartments at 1040 Huron Avenue, $4.2 million. Tennis dome at 440 Chapels Doctor, $4.1 million. Riverside Phase 2 at 973 Balmoral Street, $3.8 million. Lakehead Roofing at 1155 Carrick Street, $3.7 million. Northwest Hangar at 2051 Derek Burney Doctor, $2.6 million. 6-unit apartment at 92 Junot Avenue South, $2.5 million. Halfway Motors Edition at 940 Memorial Avenue, $2.5 million. This year, the city has already received an application for a permit for a $44 million cardiovascular surgery expansion project at Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center. Later in the year, it's expected an application will be submitted for the proposed indoor turf facility, which currently has an estimated cost of $42 million. City officials believe federal housing accelerator grants will also result in a significant boost in permits for the construction of new homes over the next few years.